Mic check, you know who it is, the usual suspects. Viral Talents Podcast, man, brought to you by Jerry, Chris, Jock, you know who he is. Man, we're excited, episode 3. Man, who would have thought we'd make it to episode 3, fellas?
But you know, doing good, going strong, man,
exactly. Coming to you on the Sunday, man, a little bit before the games. Get you guys going, man. But let's get right into it, man. What you guys, if I had to ask you guys a question, a little bit about what happened last week, man. What were some of the big takeaways?
I think the Lions beating the Cardinals.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, I have no clue what's going on. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I think we go from Kyle Murray being a, you know, MVP candidate to dropping a loss to the
Lions. I think everybody thought Kyle Murray was going to come out super strong this year and this season. And
it's only one game, fellas. I mean, he's due for a game, man, especially early.
Some of these games have been surprising, though.
You'd want him to mess up early than you would late, though, I would think. You know what I mean? Like, it's one game. They almost still had a chance to win the game, too. So, I mean, they still fought pretty hard to have. Anytime you get three turnovers in the game, that's a tough game to win.
The turnovers thing happens. I mean, the Chiefs only beat the Chargers by 3 points.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So. But they still got to win, right? Still, I'd rather have them losing to a competitive team rather than the Lions.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not saying the Lions don't have a bad offense. They do. They have Galladay. they do have a bad offense, but they do score points.
Yeah, that's a talented playmakers. You know, Stafford spreads it around.
What do you think Lions Saints today?
Ooh, man, it's going to be interesting, isn't it? We'll get into that a little later. I think my big surprise was the Bears. I think Nagy finally made the smart decision.
I like what I saw, for sure.
With putting Foles in there, man. I think he just knows that offense. I think he knows what Nagy wants. And the way he was able to spread it around that second half, man, was a thing of beauty. Yeah. On the downside of that, the Falcons look like they're going into a deep, dark hole of continually losing, and it doesn't get any better this week with the Packers coming up next.
I mean, you see their wide receivers? Every wide receiver's hurt.
Yeah, I bet they don't want to play
anymore. Gage Jones.
I bet a lot of them wishing they might have opted out. They knew it was going to go.
Opted out or want to get traded to a team that's a contender.
Exactly. Even another game I'll talk about, man, the Bills and Rams. That was one of the big games, one of the circle games from last week, and it lived up to the hype. You know, for a minute, the Bills looked like they were going to crush them, and the quick strike offense of the Rams, man, were able to, you know, make it a game, and then you got the, of course, questionable pass interference.
I didn't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Tough
for the Rams to lose.
Home field advantage.
Yeah, exactly.
It is tough. I mean, it's the NFL. Everybody's super hyped. Everybody's on the team and us, right?
Yeah,
you're watching
exactly.
The game, and everybody's got their own personal opinion. Mm-hmm, I mean, mm-hmm. I think there's probably one that's more right than wrong.
Exactly. You know? But again, like I always say, that's why we're not the stripes. We're just on the outside looking in, but that's a tough way to lose a football game.
But you're right. Foles looked great. Threw 5 touchdowns, 2 reverse, 3 counting.
Awesome.
What I mean? In about a quarter and a quarter.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, for any quarterback.
For any quarterback against any NFL defense to go out there cold off the bench.
Cold.
And come in.
Not expecting to play.
Exactly. Execute that offense like that, man.
Combined with the fact that they have a room for improvement on defense, though, the Bears, I think they're in for something special this week, probably.
Exactly.
What about Seattle and the Cowboys?
It was a shootout like we kind of expected. My biggest takeaways are the defenses, man. The defenses are – I know the Cowboys are banged up. I would have thought their defense would have been a lot better. But even Seattle, man, they were just winning shootouts, to be quite frank, honest. Their defense isn't playing too well themselves. And they almost shot themselves in the foot a couple of times with the penalties.
We've seen a number of defenses not playing up to the standard without being held to.
For sure.
It's still early, though.
It is still early.
It's not only still early, but people didn't have the preseason they're used to and everything else. So I don't know if we're just seeing things. You know, we're about through the amount of time they spent in preseason typically.
Right.
We'll see what happens from here on.
I agree. Definitely, man. What about the last? Let's talk about the big game that happened last week, the Packers and Saints. What do you guys take away from that, man?
I mean, I just think the Saints aren't going to be looking very good this week either.
Yeah, man. it's tough, man. Breeze.
Breeze just doesn't.
He doesn't want to throw it, man.
I know, the thing is, it's like Breeze. I mean, you could see him slowing down, I feel, a little bit over the last season or two. But, like, he just really slowed down this season as far as his functionality, I feel like.
There was a couple of times he had a chance to maybe make some big throws and some big plays, and he just wouldn't pull the trigger.
Right. Just checks down.
The big thing is you can visually see his lack of confidence in himself. Yes. When it comes to the deep ball or even certain passes that he's got a lot of room to squeeze in.
Now, a lot of people are saying maybe it's because he doesn't trust what he has out there, and you know, Emmanuel Sanders is his first year, and
Emmanuel Sanders is a top-notch receiver, though.
And that's why I don't understand it, man. Like, Emmanuel Sanders went to the 49ers and transformed that offense by him being there. You know what I mean? They rolled it all the way to the Super Bowl with his help. Yep. I don't know, man. It's something fishy going on in New Orleans. I think
it's called the dome phobia, where
it might be
could be for some of these teams. I believe that the hype that they usually, you know, just the energy you feel running out there as a player, as you know, it's not there.
Yep.
Some of those college games yesterday looked pretty packed, though.
Yeah, it did. Like, that's starting to crank it up a little bit, right?
Some of those college games look pretty filled up.
That's starting to crank it up a little bit for sure,
man. That Georgia game, the whole stadium looked full to me.
Yeah.
Georgia, probably just because
we're used to seeing no fans, but it probably wasn't more than half full, but it looked full.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Man, what about, let's get your guys' thoughts, man, moving along. Got the NBA playoffs finishing up, man. We got the championship going on right now with, you know, the Heat and the Lakers, man. I think for a lot of viewers out there, it's been a slumber fest. The Heat kind of look overmatched.
It just looks,
and you got some of the key players that's been hurt. Right now, the Lakers have a 2-0 lead, man. What do you guys think about that, if you had anything to say? Or what that's already probably
before,
not this
before season. This series started, I already called 4-0. I mean, honestly. I mean, they're beaten by 30 easily. Yeah. And just, it's almost like they didn't have to try to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like it's like they were out there just having fun and easily 50% more points they come out halftime, they're like, do we even need to start our starter?
Almost. Yeah.
It's not even fun to watch them. I mean, it's really not. You know, you're usually hyped with the NBA Finals. I'd rather see the Celtics than the Heat.
Yeah. Would that be any difference?
But even that, I think the Lakers... I guess what this shows us, though, is the Lakers are just that dominant.
Yeah.
Dude. They really are.
I think we're kind of taking their dominance for granted, kind of. The way they were able to sweep through the West, and now they're making the Finals look way too easy. I guess you got to just tip your hat to them, right?
I have... not ever seen a finals that looked this easy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if two teams make it to the finals, I don't care if it's COVID season or not.
It looked like Kobe and Shaq. Remember when they swept through the finals? Yeah. I think they lost maybe one game
the whole
playoffs, man. LeBron and AD looking like Kobe and Shaq. You know what I mean?
They should be with the amount of money they're getting paid.
It is. It is true. Very true.
On paper, they should be that good.
Yeah.
And they are that good.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be honest, even their backups look better than some of the starters. On a lot of the teams they're playing, man. So, you know, throughout the playoffs, throughout the regular season.
They have a well-rounded group with a lot of veterans on it.
And they trust each other. You know, they mesh well. They trust each other. They're on the same page always. Yeah. When they make mistakes, they're still better than the other team.
Right.
So it's tough.
You got the advantage for any other opponent.
LeBron and AD, is just nasty. Seriously.
Man, come on, man. You got two of the top five players in the league. Top three, probably, players in the league, man. It's just unfair. You know what I mean?
You have two of the top players ever.
Yeah, I think their talent is just overmatching, you know, what the Heat bring to the table.
I don't see them winning a game. What do you think? Heat win one? I don't think so.
I think they grab one.
How?
I still haven't figured out how.
They better hurry up.
I haven't figured it out.
On paper, they have to win game three
for them to win anything. I think that's what everybody's thinking. If they can grab game three, it'd probably be a gentleman sweep.
Before the final started, I actually thought there was a chance they could grab one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Jerry's like,
there's
got to be a chance, but I mean, I just don't see it. I will give it to the fact that when they brought in Olynyk and brought in Nunn, like we were talking about, you saw a spark.
Yeah.
So really, that those minutes at the end, while they were getting blown out, really helped them to kind of get a little more confidence, identity in what they're going to need to do for the game three. Yeah,
set your rotation.
So they, we'll see, I guess it'll be interesting to see how they switch it up.
Mm-hmm. If Bam and Dragic are even able to play game three, you know what I mean? I think they missed those two guys.
You know what would be nuts is if Olynyk and Nunn and people like that come in and then they grab game three.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the move?
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see. It'll be interesting. I have no idea.
They held on. They held on strong, for sure. I think, you know, they got a chance to maybe eke one out in game three. Maybe the Lakers come out in the lull or something. You know what I mean?
They have to, for sure.
But yeah, man, I think that pretty much sums up the NBA Finals, man. Another big topic that's been going on this week, especially with the NFL as we, you know, move towards week four, has been the COVID. Yeah. The COVID factory has been hitting some of these teams pretty strong. And
do you believe in
it? It was only a matter of time from what some people were saying. You know what I mean? Do I believe in it? I do. I do believe that it has its effects. Now, whether or not there's false positives and things of that nature, do I believe in that as well? Yes, I do. So it makes it very tough, man, because – you don't know. One day you're tested positive and 24 hours later it's false. And
happened to Patrick Beverly in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean.
Happened to 77 NFL players before the season started.
Exactly.
False positive. So it's one of those things where you can't just trust what you see, apparently, when it comes to this thing, man.
But it's so tough when you get those.
Test.
A positive when you're flying on the plane and you're landed in the city you're about to play in, and now all of a sudden we got to test 10 players to make sure they're good, or just even with the Titans and the Vikings whole situation, the whole Titans team, every day somebody is testing positive,
correct.
But the Vikings have nobody.
None.
And they literally were in close contact with these players. You got starters who Humphreys and Simmons and all those. I mean, those guys play pretty much every snap. And you got the Vikings who has zero positives. So it's something.
I don't know.
Something going on, man. Does it come from the city? Does the state testing maybe? Are some faulties in different states?
Think about it like this. We're not going to talk about politics at all, but even when you look at when COVID started back in March, right? Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, earlier than that, I'm talking about shutdowns.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, things were starting to shut down. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking, it's October, right?
Yeah.
None of these like high-powered politicians had COVID. Now they're all getting it. President's got it. His former press secretary has it. Lots of other people have it. How'd they not get it this entire time? Now everybody's all of a sudden getting COVID.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm talking like people that you would have expected to get it by now in close contact 24/7 with people that are talking to all kinds. It just spreads out.
No one had it.
Now everyone's getting it. Teams are getting it. Whole teams are getting it. People in the limelight are getting it all over the place, politically, you know. Kinds of other areas, so it's, I don't know, man. I'm not hearing about anything at school still, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But
so, I mean, I'm not even at college.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hear anything on the college level.
I've heard, you know, it has been some stuff going on in college, actually, because if you go and look at some of these games, they're canceling at least 5 to 6 games a week due to colleges, and there's been reports coming out with the kids going back to campus. That some stuff has been kind of going crazy here and there, but
I'm looking for like a 70 person breakout at a
college. Oh yeah,
I'm
big,
not seeing that.
Big, yeah, big.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But look at the University of Virginia playing Clemson yesterday. They were missing a bunch of their dudes last night. They still played the game.
Yeah,
but it's just one of those situations. I just want to see how quick the Titans recover, all 20 of them.
Yeah,
I mean, it's gonna be like the St. Louis Cardinals breakout. They didn't play 30 games.
Well, we're talking about them recovering, but like, how many of them are not feeling well? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, are asymptomatic. You know what I mean?
How many of them actually don't feel well?
So much that's going into it, so much unknowns that it makes it very tough, but it's going to cost their teams.
Well, here's the other thing when it comes to sports. They're trying to keep everybody safe. They're trying to create these bubbles. Yeah, yeah. They're testing everybody all the time, even if you feel fine.
Yeah.
Just like if all three of us were on a team, we'd be tested regularly.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to be safe and make sure. So if all three of us feel fine, then they tell all three of us tomorrow we got COVID. It's like, well, I feel fine.
Exactly.
So they're really trying to find out who's going to actually get sick and who's not.
Right.
Like, is this real? Is it a false positive? Is it really COVID? Like, they have to wait and see if they feel fine.
Well, it screws up their situation, too, because every time someone contracts COVID from the team, that's a whole new day, and it extends it out.
Yeah.
So, what, is this going to go into week 5? Is it going to go into week 6?
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things. Are they going to not have starters? Is Ryan Tannehill not going to play? Is Henry not going to play, you know, to get these games in?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to cost them, you know.
And I think it's just harder to squeeze games in, especially in the NFL season, with it being so short. You don't have as many games. But, yeah, we did. It's tough to try to replace games or move bye weeks. It's just not really enough time.
It's very tough in the NFL. It's not like Major League Baseball where they shorten the game, make it 7 innings, and play it on a Wednesday when they're off.
Yeah, or they're just playing a million double or triple headers every single week. Or with the NBA, you got 82 games, and you can cancel a game here and there and be okay and make it up.
It's NFL, just, you can't.
Can't do it, man.
And that bye week's supposed to be used to help players recover so people aren't, you know, as exposed to serious injuries and stuff like that. So whenever the Steelers are now having a bye week 3 weeks in, I don't know if that's that beneficial.
Yep, I agree.
So we'll see what happens to this thing, man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure. All right, man. So, you know, we like to give you guys a top 10 weekly power rankings. I'm pretty sure some stuff has changed, man, as the NFL season starts to shape itself. You know what I mean? But who we start with last week? Was it Chris? Was it Jay?
Yeah.
It was Chris. Let's go Jay, man. Let you do the honors. Should I do the honors, man?
No, you do the honors.
You know what? You're right. I'd never do the honors. You guys are right. You're right.
You got to start.
Yeah, man. Okay, I'll start at 10. So, 10 for me, I got the Chicago Bears.
Oh, snap.
So the Bears finally.
Bears, baby.
The Bears finally cracked it for me.
Dude, I got Bears at 10, too.
I don't have the Bears at 10.
Yeah, I got the Bears at 10. Basically, you know, I love the move that Nagy made with switching Trubisky and Foles, as we've been talking about. I think, you know, they got a chance to climb even higher. You know what I mean? Just, I think that defense needs to shore up a little bit more, tighten up the screws a little bit. But I definitely like what I've been seeing from the Bears, for sure.
Well, I got
same. I had Bears at 10.
Nice.
Same as you, man. We're on the same page.
I got the Cardinals at 10.
Cardinals at 10. Okay, so they didn't drop out from the loss.
They didn't drop out.
They're lingering.
Yeah, they're lingering. They're holding on.
Okay.
What made you keep them at 10?
Yeah.
What's behind that?
I still think they showed in week 1 and week 2 how explosive they are.
Yeah.
It's the NFL, right? So things happen.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
If they lose in week 4, then we'll drop them down a little bit. But they can hang on.
Yeah, it's still hanging on. It still had a good showing. Just too many turnovers.
Yeah,
for
too
sure.
many turnovers.
Who you got at 9?
9, man. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
So I got you boys, both teams, diehard fans in here. I got y'all at 10 and 9, man. I like what I've been seeing from the Steelers. Yeah. I still want to see them play better competition just to get a real...
I still want to see them play well the entire game.
Yeah, I want to see them play better competition to get a real grasp of what I think of this team, but they're still winning.
They were dominant in the second half, bro.
They were. But I didn't like the first half at all.
No, neither did I. The first half had me super worried.
We were texting because the Bears and Steelers were playing the same. Like, I can't even watch this
game.
And then Foles
and I was texting y'all laughing, Steelers, like, are you guys serious about you guys' team? But no, man.
Yeah, the Bears and Steelers both looked like they were going to set us back emotionally for the rest of the day.
For sure.
And they both handled their business.
Yeah,
so
no doubt.
I like
what
I saw to finish it up for the second half.
Who you guys got in 9?
I have the Rams right there, man.
You the Rams?
Yeah,
they fall back that far. Okay.
I just haven't. There's a lot of. You know what the problem is for me? Is one, I put the Steelers way up higher.
Okay, of course.
Okay. I got the Seahawks, a couple other teams. Obviously, you know who's going to be in the top few spots. So it's kind of like I just wanted the Rams to make it.
Yeah.
For me, the top 10 almost. You know, it's almost like a top 5.
Yeah.
But I got to spread them out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I have a few different like number 2 and 3s, but they all can't be number 2 or number 3.
Okay, I got
it's
you.
Like that kind of thing. And then gotcha. So I got the Rams at 9. But I could place them higher in another ranking.
Yeah, for sure.
But the Rams are definitely in my top 10. Wanted to make sure they made it.
For sure.
I got the Patriots.
Patriots
I got
at
my
9.
Patriots at number 9. I don't even care if they lose in this game.
Okay.
Brian Hoyer ain't going to win the game for him.
Yeah.
So that's not going to affect my decision
on the rankings.
On the rankings, okay. Because Cam Newton's not in.
Okay. So I mean, without their full force being able to be shown,
yeah.
Which Cam is pretty much 80% of their offense for sure.
It's not going to change my ranking.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough week for him. Man, they're playing probably everybody's number one.
Yeah.
For sure. But eight, I have the Patriots as well.
Patriots eighth.
Yeah, okay, me and Chris are the same thing. Come on, Jay, man, get with it. Get with it, Jay.
Patriots eighth.
Yeah, man, I think it's going to be a tough week for him, honestly.
I have that based on. Based on Cam Newton playing. Right.
Yeah, man. I think they still have a good team. I think it's gonna be tough this week, but
they're gonna have a tough week for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Especially with him testing positive, man. Let's hope it was asymptomatic or, you know, some crazy stuff. You know, this COVID stuff is just.
But hopefully they can have some good time management with Hoyer in there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it could be a closer game than people expect.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, all this COVID stuff, I really hope most of it is false positive. Because I hate to see anybody go through something like that. Yeah. That sucks.
For sure. Know? And it's going to be tough, too. You know, it's hard to game plan all week for Cam Newton, and then the day before, oh crap, this Brian Hoyer plan. We got to go switch our whole game plan up.
I don't know, man.
That's tough to switch up their offense, too. Yeah, it's not the same scheme.
It's tough to do, man.
Foles showed that it can be done.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's tough. That's tough to do. Who'd you have at eight, Jay?
Bears.
Okay, there we go.
Bears down this week.
Surprised they ain't higher for you, man.
I'm actually surprised.
I'm surprised they ain't higher.
They're climbing. Yeah. I can't throw them number one.
Yeah. You know, it is tough when you have people like the Chiefs, Packers, Ravens.
It's tough.
It's like you can't really just throw the Bears.
Yeah, not quite. Not quite, but almost.
Not quite yet. Yeah.
For sure.
They're climbing. They're definitely climbing.
You got seven.
Seven, man. I got the Bucks.
Me too.
Me and Chris, man. Where you at, Jay, man? Fist pound going on. What's up,
Jay? I don't know what you guys are doing over there, but.
I did not call him. So.
I got the Ravens at seven.
Okay. You got the Ravens.
The Ravens at seven. Okay. I'm not saying they're a bad team. Obviously, they lost to the number one Super Bowl team.
I wrote this yesterday, by the way, sitting next to this dude. Yeah. He knows it. So he knows we did not call each other about
for sure.
My biggest thing with the Ravens and takeaway is you can't start off that slow. I mean, it looks like Patrick Mahomes was playing backyard football with his family.
Yeah.
He did. And you can't expect to win a playoff game that way.
Yeah.
Especially against, you know, teams and you know, different type of weather, too.
Yeah. If you want to be a Super Bowl contender, you can't be doing that. No, for sure.
Especially with, you know, your offense the way it is and your defense is supposed to be number one and showing out the way you did on primetime, I don't like seeing that.
The Chiefs are Super Bowl champions. Always at people number one or number two. But, I mean, for me, they're just – even more solid than I thought about them in the beginning of the season. You know what I mean? I think it's been a while since we've seen
this. Made a statement. A
couple games go by, but that Ravens Chiefs game for me
was a statement game.
Yeah.
And then as far as us having the Bucks, man, I think the Bucks are going to continue to climb and get better every single week, man. And I think we're going to look up and they'll be ready for those big games when it comes late in the season with Brady, man. So they're going to keep climbing.
They're looking good. They have so much room for improvement. They're already right in the running for one of the top teams at the end of the season.
For sure.
You got six.
Six, man. I got the Rams. I put the Rams at six. I didn't drop them too far back. I think they're a team that showed me a lot even in a loss.
Yeah.
They're playing the Bills. I think the Bills are a good team. Obviously, you'll see them here coming up in the rankings. But the way they were able to come back and show their explosive firepower and also get a lot of stops on defense and kind of lose the game in a questionable manner against a good team, man, I think I like what I see from the Rams. Every week in and week out, they've been doing a pretty good job. And I like what McVay is doing with the team, with the influx of young talent and some of those veteran guys who've gotten up there leading the team. I like what I see from the Rams, man. So I expect them to keep, you know, doing what they're doing for sure, even after taking a loss last week.
I got Bills at six.
Bills at six. Okay.
Bills at six.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that I like the Bills, man. They look good. You know what I mean? I'm not going to move them out.
Yeah, for sure.
They're solid.
For sure.
I got the Titans.
Titans at six.
I got the Titans at six. I think it's a lot of people are surprised about it, but.
Yeah.
Now with 20 people testing positive for COVID,
it'll be idle.
I'm not even worried about the whole positive, you know.
They got something fishy going on with it.
These dudes are athletes. It's not like they're in their 70s, 80s. Yeah. I think it's just like the seasonal flu. I think it's just, you know.
What do you guys think about the fact that even if they make this game up later in the season, now you got two teams that are playing behind as far as chances at wins? You know what I mean? Like the Steelers, like even if you end up at the end of the season playing the same amount of games, but the Ravens had more chances to have more wins than you, and you're playing behind them the rest of the season as a Steeler, you know what I mean? You're like, damn, I didn't have that chance to match wins or be ahead of you. Yeah. So it feels like you're playing behind even though you've played less games.
Yeah.
Well,
and you can't catch them until you get to that makeup game.
I think it's going to be tough for sure.
I think it's just a weird mental thing to know that you've had less games than the other people in your division.
Yeah.
That's strange. Yeah.
I don't think that'll ever happen, though.
I mean, this early in the season to start out like that.
I think they're going to make them up somewhere. I don't know where.
After week 16. Yeah. I think they'll have a week 17 or 18 and extend the NFL regular season out and push the playoffs out until they'll get those games made up if it's not that many.
Right.
Well, if this happens more, they're going to have to do something other than just make up a game.
Right.
So, for sure. We'll see.
For sure.
Number five.
I got the Bills. Yeah. Obviously, they beat the Rams, so I would have them ranked higher than the Rams. But, I like what the Bills. Josh Allen, man, he surprised me. I'm not even going to tell stories.
Yeah.
The way he's able to spread it around and what he's doing, throwing the ball, has been consistent. Yeah. I think Diggs, like I said last week, has unlocked his arm. and he's able to spread it around to those guys, man. He's looking good, honestly, for sure.
I have the Seahawks.
Seahawks, okay, nice.
I had the Bills at 6, so, I mean, we're close, but I had the Seahawks at 5.
Okay.
You're on the same page. I got the Bills at 5.
Okay, There we go. For sure. I think nothing more needs to be pretty much said, obviously, with the Seahawks and what they've been doing.
I'm like, what do I add at this point?
Yeah, man, Seahawks been looking good. At 4, I have the Seahawks, so there you go.
Guess what I have at 4?
Who?
Steelers
at 4. There they go. I knew they was going to show up somewhere pretty high. But,
I think what happens is we either see the Steelers start to have complete games where they just show out the whole time or they keep having this, you know.
I think we'll be able to gauge.
Half a strong game, half a mediocre game.
Gauge them better.
Or half a weak game.
Play a more talented team for sure.
They have the ability to be number 4 for sure. I think that's where they're at from here this week.
We got Steelers.
Okay, now y'all two on the same page. There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
We're all on the same page at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Steelers.
At 3, man, I got the Ravens.
Yeah. Me too.
Ravens at 3. I think the Ravens, even in the L, the way they were able, they were like a few plays away from making it very, very interesting. I think those drops early by Mark Andrews kind of sucked the life out of him a little bit too, man.
Yeah, what was up with that Andrews?
Yeah, he's so sure-handed, man. That's,
so consistent, it's crazy. So sure-handed.
Yeah, man, it's been crazy with him.
There was a lot of drops that game.
Yeah, and I think the defense hung around enough to give him a chance to maybe make the game a little more interesting than what it was, but I think they're going to have to solve the Chiefs if they want to get to the ultimate goal, man, for sure. Yeah. But I still have them ranked very high. I think they're still one of the best teams in the league.
I think the big thing is the Ravens, they're just so talented everywhere. You know, how could you not have them in your top few spots?
For sure.
Ravens at number 3. Who do you got at 2?
No, well, Jerry at 3. Don't forget Jay.
Don't disrespect
Jay. Jay likes to be mysterious, man.
Number 3, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want the Ravens at 3?
No.
I thought we already went through that. My bad. I heard Ravens all around in my mind.
Yeah, you know who you got.
I got the Packers at 3.
Packers at 3. Okay.
I got the Packers at 3. I think it's interesting. I think Aaron Rodgers proves himself week in, week out. I mean, I think this week is going to be definitely interesting. Alan Lazard's on IR with a core injury.
Yeah, he's
so guess what? He loses a receiver. This would have been a perfect situation for drafting a receiver, right? Not while he's got Scantling and Adams questionable. Who are they going to bring out? Practice squad? It's going to be a disaster. But Aaron Rodgers is just like Tom Brady with that offense. Whoever comes out wide receiver, they become a known wide receiver.
Yep.
I
think Rodgers doing great. I actually have the Packers at 2. So
leads
right in. There we go. Same page. I think I like what I saw at the Packers, man. And like I said, like we've been saying, I think Rodgers has something to prove.
So do I.
The way he's been slinging it, man, that Monday night game looks so calm, man. He just looks so relaxed. Like he was having fun.
Him and Mahomes both look very
very relaxed. Like they just, were just out there having fun.
It's just spreading it around, and yeah. Man, it almost looked too easy.
You have to be able to appreciate that.
Yes, I appreciated that a lot.
You have to be able to appreciate that level of talent.
Man, it just looked too easy for him, man.
I think he's even 36
in,
and just looks
even
phenomenal.
In the fourth, man, when the game was kind of tight, it still looked like, all right, I know where I'm going.
People don't realize, too, that if they've right been out there, they're not looking down on the game like you are on TV.
Exactly.
They're looking forward, yeah. And they can't see over everybody. Yeah. When you've got a quarterback looking like he's playing from above,
yeah,
that's crazy.
For sure. For sure. So, yeah, man. Who do you have it to, Jay?
That leads me into
of course.
Russell Wilson in Seattle.
Seattle, there
I
you
mean,
go.
That offense is just – how can you not? I mean, the only reason I have Seattle over the Packers is Aaron Rodgers don't have the weapons that, you know – Russell Wilson.
That's a good point.
DK Metcalf and
fair
you
point.
Got
Lockett.
And Metcalf. I mean,
Metcalf.
You got Carson.
Hyde. Yeah. He's good.
It's
Metcalf and Lockett both go off for 100 yards. 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, any game.
For sure.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Or both.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Look at Russell Wilson. I mean, it just makes no sense. It looks like he's a human joystick, like he's playing Madden.
Yeah. It's so
I mean,
funny.
Throwing the ball with ease.
Yeah.
You know, in crunch time situations.
Yeah.
You can have 30 seconds on the clock in the fourth quarter with one timeout.
For sure.
On the 30-yard line on the other side and make it easy and get in the field goal range and win a game.
It's too easy.
I mean,
it's too easy.
And it's with Pete Carroll, too. I mean, you have to give him credit just like Bill Belichick. I mean,
yeah.
It's just – They have a scheme that they run, and
it's just like a football IQ, man. Some people are smarter at the game than others.
Yeah.
It comes down to players and coaches, to be honest, to be able to be on the same page and be that strong IQ compared to maybe some of your opponents, you know?
For sure. Then
number one, Chiefs.
I'm pretty sure we're all chalk consensus on this Chiefs. What more do we need to say, man? Until somebody knocks them off the throne, I think they'll probably pretty much be number one.
Let's put it this way. Let's get your opinion. If the Chiefs were to lose a game this season, who's the number one team in your mind that could cause them to take an L?
In the AFC or just period?
Just period. The rest of the season. Who do the Chiefs lose to if they lose? We're talking they still play the Raiders. They still play – who do they play?
The Bills.
They still play.
I think in the AFC, it's tough. AFC, the Bills. The Bills, I think even with Cam Newton, man, I think they would have had a game plan to make it interesting. I don't know if they would win the game, but I think they would have made it interesting with Cam. So maybe we'll get a chance to revisit that, you know, later on. Yeah, with the Bucks, that's going to be – they got them coming up pretty soon, I think, if I'm not mistaken. That'll be a good game.
They got the Falcons too.
I just think in the AFC, I don't know in the AFC if anybody can miss. It's tough.
What about the Falcons? They ain't gonna do shit.
Listen, I wouldn't say that though. I mean, I wouldn't say that. I think the Falcons are an 0-3 team that could easily flip the other way around.
They have a
2-1 team.
They have a talent.
But guess what? Blowing last
but
minute, you know.
At the end of the day, did you win or did you lose? We can't go off talent.
Yeah, Raiders, Bills, Broncos, Jets, that ain't gonna happen. Panthers, Raiders. Bucks.
Let's just say they'll be number one for a good long time because I don't see anybody really threatening.
No, there's no threat. Right. Dude, look what they did to the Ravens. What are we even talking about? We're talking about
the that, and that was supposed to be the threat.
Yeah, the
and
major
they,
threat.
And they made them look silly. Seriously.
And to be honest, people were thinking about the Ravens as a team that should I have them over the Chiefs or not. And then after that game, there's no question.
Yeah,
it's not. Whether
question.
They shouldn't be.
For sure. So they're number one in the power rankings. Pretty sure number one across America, for sure, man.
I want to know who has the Chiefs in number two and what they're smoking this morning.
Exactly.
I don't think anybody
that
is an NFL analyst or is logical that NFL has the Chiefs outside of number one.
Yeah, for sure.
Not unless,
you're trying to create havoc and just a questionable power ranking, but
no doubt.
See it happening.
No doubt.
I agree.
All right, fellas, let's get into our picks for the week, man. You know, week four slate. Some interesting games for sure coming up. Gonna be tough, I think, man. It was hard picking this week. It started to get harder every week, right?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is like you're talking about outside COVID, you're talking about injuries, you're talking about this, you're talking about that.
Right.
Before the season started, it was easy, it seemed like.
Right.
So And we've had some surprises as well.
Right.
But yes, it's been harder, for sure.
For sure, for sure, man. Well, let's go with the first game, man. We got the New Orleans Saints and the Detroit Lions. The spread has the Saints as the favorite, -3. What are you guys thinking?
What do you think, Jerry?
I got the Lions beating the Saints.
Lions beating the Saints. Okay, that's
I guess it's going to be a close game, but I think it's going to be 31-24. That's my score prediction.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Even though I lack serious belief in the Saints, I still think the Saints will pull it out.
Yes. That's how I kind of am,
you
too.
You know what I mean?
I don't I'm not believing, but right. I'm going to trust some type of way Breeze and Peyton does what they need to do to get a W.
Because I think they need a lot.
Right, exactly, exactly, man. I think that's pretty much the consensus. Like, it's tough for me to see them lose this game.
Correct, yeah. I feel the same way, man. What's the next one?
We got Arizona and the Panthers, man. The Panthers are the underdog. They're giving them 3 points, man. So how do you guys see it?
I have it by 3, Cards.
Cardinals, yeah.
I got the Cardinals by 3.
I got the Cardinals, too. I think we're all going chalk on that one, man. I think the Cardinals have a chance to redeem themselves from last week.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Kyler Murray comes out and plays a little better this week than he did last week. But he's still a young player. We have to realize that sometimes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
As a sophomore quarterback in the league, you know what I mean? He's due for a couple of games where it won't look the best. You know what I mean? So
I agree.
Yeah. But let's go to the next game, man. We got Jacksonville and the Bengals. It's tough to pick this game, for sure. Burrow looks good. Minshew's been looking good. But as far as the overall team, who knows? I got the Jaguars winning this game.
I'd say on the excitement level.
There's a scale of excitement.
On the scale of excitement, the level's low. But, yeah, I'll go Bengals just because I think they can pull it out.
Right.
I want them to. I think the Jags have more potential to win in people's minds.
Right.
But I'm going to go Bengals just because I think it's one of those things that can happen and might happen.
Right.
I agree.
Honestly, yeah. I'm not that confident in this game at all.
The confidence meter is very low, for sure.
Right.
It's tough, but they only got it as they got the.
You go Jags?
Yeah, I did go Jags.
Yeah, I want to go Jags.
I think the running game and Minshew spreading it around. I think the Bengals defense has been having kind of a tough time stopping anybody.
They definitely have had a very rough time.
I'm just gonna bank on the Jaguars maybe play a little clock control this game and get it done.
Banking on Robinson.
I am banking on Robinson, man. I like what he's been showing me for sure. And the other guy, Schultz, Chenault, if I'm saying it the right way, hopefully. Yeah, but they got a nice little tandem going there for sure. Next game, got the Browns and the Cowboys, man. They got the Cowboys the favorites, -4.
Hype scale's a lot higher, man, for me. Because, we watch the Cowboys, we live in Dallas. I used to live in Pittsburgh, as you know, man. The Browns were close by. I know their fans are super passionate, and they won 2 straight.
Yeah.
I don't know what they'll do if they win 3 straight.
Exactly.
Barring that city down and knock the uprights over, man. But, yeah, I think the Browns can do it.
I think the Browns will do. I have the Browns winning this game. I'm picking
them. I originally had the Cowboys winning this game, but I think the Browns can do it, and I think the Browns will do it.
Yeah, I think I got to go with the Browns, too, man.
I think it's going to be tight.
It's going to be a tight. I think it's going to be a shootout.
But, yeah, I think a lot of points are going to go on the board, and I think the Browns can pull it out. I think they will pull it out.
Yeah. I think there's way too many drama queens.
I think a lot of people are pissed off. A lot of people are pissed off about us saying the Browns, too, but I mean, in reality.
Zeke.
They look good on paper, and they should be.
No, I got the Cowboys.
Okay.
It's not going to happen. I think it's going to come down to Greg Zuerlein probably scoring about 18 fantasy points.
Okay.
A lot of field goals. But yep. I got the Cowboys winning 34-27.
Nice. Okay. Okay.
Especially in Dallas.
This will be an interesting game for sure.
What time is that game today?
It's an early game, noon game.
That's what I thought. So it'll be exciting. It's close.
Yeah, for sure.
It's 8 minutes away.
For sure, man. Okay. We got the Vikings and the Texans up next, man. Talk about teams that desperately need a win here, man.
Yeah.
Both 0-3, both coming off kind of some heartbreaking losses the last game. How do you guys see this going? They have the Texans as the favorite this game.
I'm super confident in the Texans for some reason.
Okay.
I just feel it. Like,
feel like they just need a break. They're supposed to break through a long time ago.
They played so many really good teams.
They have.
You know what I mean?
That's the worst draw.
The worst draw to start a season.
They did.
But they're a talented team.
They are talented.
I'm talking everywhere. As far as I'm concerned.
They have talent.
Yeah, man. I'm all about the Texans winning this game.
I actually got the Texans winning this game too, man. I think it's time. Watson hasn't been playing that bad.
No. He's been playing amazing defenses.
Exactly. So I'm gonna give the nod to the Texans. I don't like the way the Vikings defense has been playing this year, and Cousins been so up and down. You know what I mean? They bounced back a little bit offensively, had a chance to win the game last week against the Titans and didn't. But yeah, I'm just gonna go to Texans. I'm
confident.
Yeah, for sure.
I got the Texans too.
Okay, so we're all chalk on that game. Yeah, for sure. Next game we got the Seahawks and Dolphins. Shouldn't take that long, I think, to talk about this one. I think everybody pretty much going Seahawks.
I mean, their defense has been gashed in the air a little bit, though. So yeah, they're going to have to put up points, but, you know, they will.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got the Seahawks.
Lock and Metcalf combo.
I think this is a game where the defense maybe comes out and tries to get on track. It's going to hurt without Jamal Adams playing for sure. But this is a game where they try to kind of get back on track against the Dolphins and hopefully shore up some of those holes they've been showing in their defense
I see that for sure.
Yeah, Chargers-Bucks. I think everybody's consensus on this one. I got the Bucks, man. I think the Chargers banged up. Rookie quarterback going against the GOAT.
Yeah.
Man, I think he doesn't really like – I know he doesn't want to lose to a rookie, so I got Brady, man, for sure.
Got the Bucks.
Yeah. And we got Baltimore and Washington as we just continue to move down.
Chalking that game.
Yeah, chalk game. Baltimore.
So everybody's picking Baltimore, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. As a 14,
I don't know why we're laughing, 14
point.
NFL,
this is 14 right? point dog, too, as yeah. well. So yeah. that's.
I have them winning by that. So, yeah, man.
Exactly, man.
I think the Ravens are going to
bounce back this week.
But, yeah, I mean.
It's be a bounce back week for sure, man.
I'd be shocked though to see if they kept it close and what would happen.
I think it'll be close for a little minute, and then I think just, you know, once it starts weighing on you towards the second half, it just kind of it happens the way it's supposed to happen. Next game we got the Giants and the Rams, kind of the same type of scenario, storylines. Baltimore and Washington. I think the Rams get back on track.
Probably all chalk Rams.
Yeah, Rams. Okay, we got an interesting coming up, man. We can get a little lively for this one a little bit. We got the Colts and the Bears, man. They got the Colts as the favorite.
Yeah, man. I mean,
this is gonna be a nice game, man. I think these are two teams that are trending up for sure. Have the arrow pointing up. I got the Bears, man. I'm just
I got
gonna
the
say,
Bears.
I'm not Jerry would be excited for that, but I got the Bears winning this game, man.
You guys are actually in a. Think I'm crazy? I'm taking the Colts.
Okay. We're not biased on this show. You know what I mean? We give honest opinions. I like it. Okay.
You are not serious.
I am being dead serious right
okay.
now.
Okay. So give me your reasons why.
I think the Colts defense has proven themselves.
Okay.
You know, week 1, 2, and 3.
Right.
I think Jonathan Taylor is a force to be reckoned with of what he's shown.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to come down to a field goal. And I think the Colts are going to win 27-24.
Okay.
I'm not saying the Bears, are going to win this game. But I think the Colts are going to take it in Chicago.
Okay.
I know Foles had a phenomenal game week 3. And I'm a diehard Bears fan, right? And it hurts to bet against them.
Yeah.
But I'm just
– I can hear it in your voice, man. You just –
He sounds like he's down and out,
exactly,
bro.
Man. Exactly.
I just have a feeling as a Bears fan on what we see.
I think that's why you're picking how you're picking. I think as a fan,
I've been through so much
that you have that bad feeling.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that.
I think the Bears, I think Nagy.
I feel good about the Bears.
Me too. I think Nagy.
I actually feel pretty good about it.
I think Nagy pulling that trigger like he did, man.
I think football gods on paper.
I think they gave him some more juice. Yeah, I think
the Bears will win.
I think it gives them a little more juice, man.
I'm not nagging the Bears, right?
But I'm not even saying the Bears couldn't come out and put up a 2-touchdown lead, bro.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a defensive game. I think it's going to come down to a defensive turnover that wins the game.
Well, hopefully the Bears are playing a little better defense than they have for sure.
Right, but they have the ability to play a little bit better as well. Set the game up there. If Foles can be on point all game, dude.
Yeah. You guys think I'm crazy. I know I'm a Bears fan, diehard, never pick against them, but I'm just going to take it this week. I just have that gut feeling. They're 3-0 right now, and I think it's going to take a loss for them to realize, you know, what's actually going on. And I have, you know, my power rankings and you know, at 8.
So you have the Bears. Sorry about the yawn, y'all. It's, you know, kids. But anyway, you have the Bears ranked higher than the Colts.
I do.
The Colts are kind of,
the Colts ain't even in the power rankings at all.
No.
But you have the Colts coming in and taking out your
I do.
So I guess this is a game they move into the rankings, huh?
It is. I have the Bears at 8, you know, from what I've seen. You know, them coming back, they have that, you know, that edge, you know, and that firepower to come back and win games. Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? I think they're still going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to be a wild card team.
I mean, they better in 3 spots.
But I think the Colts are going to, you know, they have a better defense this week. Gotcha. I think it's going to be a force to be reckoned with the Colts in that defense. Cool. I think that's going to be the edge for this game.
All right. Well, that's
and that's why we do this.
Interesting take for
and
sure.
That's why we do this.
Next game we got the Bills and the Raiders, man. The Bills are the favorite by 3. Yeah. Interesting game here for sure, man. The Raiders been looking pretty good. The Bills still undefeated.
I'm taking the Bills no matter what.
I took the Bills
but
too.
I'm still thinking this is going to be
a good game. I think it is. I think it'd be one of the better games this week for sure. It's one of those circle games that the Raiders have a chance to go out and kind of prove themselves against, you know, a top flight team.
There could be some surprises. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that on paper the Bills should pull it out.
They should, man. The way Allen's been playing against that Raiders defense, who hasn't quite figured it all out as far as playing together. They got some new pieces that haven't quite figured it out yet. Just from reading in the interviews.
Will Gruden be
and
smiling
stuff.
Or will Gruden be yelling? You know what I mean? Which one are we going to see today? We'll find out.
I got the Bills too.
Yeah, this will be a good game. Definitely especially down in Las Vegas too, man. It'll be interesting to see. You know, I think they like playing in their new stadium for sure. So, we got the 49ers in Philly. I guess this is an interesting game. Philly's trying to get back on track. 49ers still has to start Nick Mullins. I'm still gonna go 49ers. I think, you know.
Same.
I think Philly is rolling off the railroad tracks right now, and I think a lot of heat is going to come down on what they're doing and paying Carson Wentz, and do you really take Carson Wentz out and put in Jalen Hurts? And this stuff is crazy, man. Like, they're paying Carson Wentz over $100 million, and they drafted a second-round quarterback, and you're sitting here telling me they're going to start him over. It's weird. It's something weird going
on. To me, that shows, like, as an outsider, shows a lack of confidence in the recognition of all the stuff in the playbook and all that. But they've been through a lot at this point, man. He should be ready to go.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, the Eagles aren't necessarily killing it right now, man. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't understand
how Jerry's looking like he's about to pick the Eagles.
You thought it was a chalk? It's not. I got the Eagles.
Of course.
I got the Eagles defense
coming in. Do you
think
this is the game that maybe they put him in and see what he's made of? Does Wentz go out halfway through the game like Trubisky?
Nope. I think Wentz is going to play the game, but I think they're actually going to start trickling in Hurts for, you know, a couple of plays.
They've been sprinkling him in there here and there. He's been getting 4 or 5, but I heard that the package is getting bigger for him. So we'll see what happens.
So I think the train is derailing for Philly, but I don't see them derailing completely. Okay. I think they're 0-2-1, and this division right now is a disaster.
Yes,
anyways.
It is.
There could be a team that wins this division at 7-9 or 8-8.
Yeah.
But I think the Eagles take this one away. I think Mullins collapses, you know, a little bit in the fourth quarter, and I think that Eagles defense in that line gets to them couple times, and I think the
Eagles
win 24-21.
There we have it, man. Hot takes by Jerry, as always, man, for sure.
Against the Bears, Eagles win.
Yeah, man, he's got some crazy picks this week, huh? guess that's why it's week four.
Breeze puts up 60.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
90-yard touchdown pass.
Exactly. He said Trubisky was going to throw for 300, I think, the first week, and he did it. So
yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Jerry's been on the money a little bit. Let's see what happens. Next game we got, man, we got the Chiefs and the Patriots, man. Obviously, with Cam not playing due to COVID, this game loses a little luster.
Yes, 100%.
For sure. I thought it would be one of the bigger games coming up this week, for sure. As the kind of Cam Newton proved doubter wrong trail rolls into town, but without him playing, man, I don't see a way that the Chiefs lose this game. So I have the Chiefs winning for sure.
I think we're all chalk on Chiefs. Yeah. I mean, when I say everybody here, everybody everywhere else,
yeah, for sure.
Everybody in other countries, I mean, the Chiefs are going to win.
I got the Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Then the last game we got, man, we got the Packers in Atlanta on Monday night. Surprising. Atlanta team that's 0-3 has some chances to quite possibly be 3-0, to be quite frank, and they're not. And you got the Packers, you know, who are 3-0 and look like one of the top teams in the NFL right now, man. So I got the Packers this game. I think the train has definitely came off when it comes to Atlanta. I think it's going to be even harder week in and week out for those guys to play for Quinn. And I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. It's been rough. It's been rough to watch from expectations prior to the season beginning.
Right.
But yeah, the Packers, I mean, probably another chalk throughout anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure. What do you got, Jay? You got the Packers.
I got the Packers, 35-24.
Chalk game for sure, man. Well, definitely, man, this has been week four, brought to you by Viral Talents. You know what I mean? You guys keep following us, keep commenting. We like when you guys hop in our DM at viral_talents with a Z and leave your comments. You know, we'll get back to you guys, man. And just give us your feedback, man, and keep continuing to follow us. And, you know, we'll keep bringing you everything from sports that we know, from our opinions. And, shoot, that's how we rocking, for sure.
That's it.
Let's go.